Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
Yay, it's another week. This is Elsie. Sorry, I sound real crazy today because I'm dealing with allergies have really hit me so hard to this week, the last few days. So I'm dealing with a different voice today. You guys having two guests basically on the podcast today. But obviously we got Tiffany here as well. We're so excited.
And then we have a third human in our presence. I am so pumped about this, y'all. This is something that we like dance around this subject a lot, but it's not necessarily a subject that Lauren and I are well-versed in. Mm-mm. So this is what we do. We bring somebody on that knows what's actually happening and then we talk about it. So I'm pumped about today.
Yay. So, the person that we have today, he is a professor. He's got his PhD in parapsychology, which is a study of the paranormal world. He's actually, I think, the only psychic in Essex to have that degree. So pretty big deal. He's also just happens to be a ghost hunter, psychic medium, ghost hunter. He does tarot. He does anything. His business is called the Paranormal Emporium. So he kind of just anything in the paranormal world, it kind of seems like this man does. So without further ado, let's bring him on. Jesse King, you now have permission to enter.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello, girls. How are we going? You all right?
We're doing good. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. Excited to be here.
Yeah. We have to be doing amazing with your precious little voice over the interwebs right now.
Yeah, I hope everyone's liking that out there. My voice has gone to shit today, but at least we got Jesse to kind of...
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about you, Lauren. Everyone's here for Professor. Right.
So we're gonna kind of get into a little bit what the basics that he does, how we got started, and then we're going to get into real deeper questions about more about his work. So Jesse, kind of tell us about, how did you even find out that you were able to do all these kinds of things? Like, is it something that, did you study it and then kind of realize it just because you were interested, or like, what was growing up with that like?
No, it was quite the opposite, to be honest with you. I've always been psychic my entire life. I didn't quite realize what I was doing up until my teenage years, in all fairness. But the minute someone sort of explained that I was talking to spirits, I think I just got addicted and I just wanted to learn everything and anything there was to do and make sure that I was the best psychic out there and go ghost hunting and stuff like that. But it soon developed into a full-time job and it has been for the last 6 years. So yeah, I like what I do.
That's awesome. Did your parents or, whoever growing up, did they just think you were had imaginary friends and you thought you had just imaginary friends and they turned out to be actually ghosts and spirits and stuff? Or like,
not
how did
really,
that transition?
No. It was my family's quite religious, believe it or not. So it just sort of psychics in the spirit world just was not spoken about in my household. It just wasn't spoken about. So I got to about 15 years old before the word psychic even entered my life.
Right.
So imaginary friends, I think I was just cast off in the garden somewhere, just, oh, Jesse's talking to people again. It was just a normal thing that I did. It was just so normalized, which is quite lucky in all fairness, because we get sort of corrupted as we grow up. So that's why children tend to lose their gift, because all children have the gift. So they tend to lose it. But because it was just not acknowledged, it was left alone to develop by itself, which was quite lucky.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wait, so you said a lot of kids probably have this kind of gift. They just as an adult. That's interesting because, they always say in scary movies and stuff, it's always whenever my cat's I have a cat, whenever he's staring at something, I'm like, what are you looking at? Mm-hmm. Or, people say that about kids too, that kids can have this like kids are always so creepy in the scary movies. They're always the ones that see all the things going on. So I guess there may be a little truth.
Yeah. I'm not trying to jump on top of you, Jesse, but I think what they say in your natural state as a kid, you're not corrupted or changed. So you do have that connection. Everybody is intuitive, but I think as you get older, society starts to wash us to believe certain things. So then you lose touch with the light, that we essentially came from. So I think the closer you are to that natural state, you are able to see and feel and be more intuitive. And I think that there's a couple of different layers of intuition. And I think being psychic obviously is one of them. And then you have where you can smell things from the spirit world, you can feel things. I think there are a couple of different layers, if I have that correct.
You don't, in all fairness. No, you don't. Sorry. No, it's we hear that quite a bit in all fairness. It's one of the most frustrating things in my job, to be honest. People jump on a psychic bandwagon with all this clairaudient crap.
Oh my God, that's not true?
No, not even slightly. No.
It's because I've listened to so many podcasts about that.
So much bollocks, I reckon. But yeah, no, it's just a case of it become fashionable a fair few years ago. Oh. Like the spiritual world and Zen and hippies and whatnot, it become fashionable to be psychic. So all of a sudden these names just started popping up out of nowhere, which people just trying to feel important about themselves, I reckon. But it's it's just bollocks. You're either psychic or you're not psychic, and you're born with that gift. You are dead on with that. You're born with that gift. If you're lucky to have it sort of developed or normalized throughout your childhood, you can cling on to it. But then it's you get to about a certain age before you have to nurture and look after that gift. Otherwise you lose it and then it's gone forever. It's like being amputated. You just can't get it back. So this clairaudient, clairsentient, I can smell, it's just rubbish. It doesn't exist.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Tiffany's world is just shook. Because she definitely loves this stuff a lot too. Like I think this stuff is really cool, but I don't know if I've ever necessarily felt, maybe when I was a kid, but had these, you know, abilities and stuff. I just think it's so cool when people do. But I mean, Tiffany, there was a while there where she was like, I don't know. And she was like doing all this research. She's a big research guy. So feel free to call her out on all any of her bullocks that she says today.
I had no idea. I love that he just called it like it was. Like, this is just, I've heard this because, you know, I've watched Netflix shows and podcasts, but all of them are just a bunch of frauds. Lied to all the time.
Well, on TikTok, I mean, that's how I found Jesse, just like kind of popped up on my For You page there. And he kind of, on there, his little tagline is that he's the most accurate and honest psychic medium. So y'all about to learn today. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
wait, I have a question though. Like how, and feel free, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but I mean, what is that relationship like with your parents? Like, did they, when they found out, like how, like when you found out this kind of stuff, like, was it like, were they like, okay, sure. Or, you know, were they like, oh my God, he's Satan? Or like, what happened? Like how religious, like what's that
demons
relationship
finally
like?
Got him.
Well, in all fairness, I was raised by an incredible single mum. My mum's like my best friend in all fairness. She's a devout Christian. I know the truth. So basically she doesn't really comment on it, to be honest with you. On occasions, you know, I say like I'll put a prayer into the angels and she go, you're praying to the wrong angels. But she goes on faith and I go on what I see. So but it's it doesn't really affect her. She's just come to, I mean, I spent years qualifying as a counsellor. And she was very, very proud of me. And then I quit that to become a ghost hunter. She wasn't best pleased. But it is what it is. She accepts me. She's a very loving woman. She's a fantastic. Yeah.
Sounds just like awesome. A good mom. That's all you could ask for.
Oh, yeah. She's the best. Yeah.
That's cute. We love
I hope that's it. What I can be as a mom for my daughter. That's all I want to be.
Tiffany as mom. Cat mom, human mom. but so another kind of personal question, I guess. So what has your dating life been like with, you know, do you tell people this? Or, I mean, if they Google you, I'm sure it pops up. But I mean, how do you tell people like, you know, I'm psychic, I'm a medium, I'm a ghost hunter. Like, how do you start that conversation on a date?
to be honest, I was married for 10 years from a teenager. So,
oh my gosh. I was like, aren't you like 26, you said?
Yeah. Well, I was with my ex-wife for 10 years, but I was married for most of them since I was 18.
Gotcha.
We started that about 2 years ago. But she, I kind of developed my skill alongside her. So it was kind of lucky. I was lucky with that sense. Mm. And then my relationship after that was with someone who worked for me as a ghost hunter, so it was kind of just already in the making. And then the relationship I'm in at the moment, she found me via TikTok as well, apparently. TikTok does me a few favors, so she loves it. She absolutely loves it. I think people are drawn to me because of the gift, but I'm very very firm in the fact that I'm Jesse King. I'm not just psychic medium Jesse King as well, which some people do try and struggle to differentiate between. But I do all right. I do all right, bless them. They accept it.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's get into this ghost hunter stuff. So this is like your, it kind of seems like this is what you do, kind of like your main job, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So how do you, like, where are these calls coming from? I mean, it, like, how the only, honestly, truthfully, the only thing I have to go off of, I've never, you know, met someone who does this in real life. I've only seen that in the movies. So, you know, is there like a hotline that you have, or like, what is it? Like, how do people know when to call you, you know?
1-800
Ghostbusters.
To be honest, it's just I don't really know how they find me, but I've traveled the world getting calls and going, come and investigate this. If it's you know, a decent spirit, I'll travel overseas. If it's someone down the road, you know, Mikel keeps flicking on or something like that, I'll go check it out. But it's I don't really know, the website, I think social media, I'll just get a booking through on the website, paranormal investigation. I'll call them up and I'll be like, what's going on? You know, and I always get the same, I've got a demon. I'm like, I bet you fucking ain't. I bet you ain't, because you wouldn't be calling me if you did. And then you just sort of pop round there, do a consultation, and you go from there. But yeah, Christ knows where they come from, but they do seem to find me.
Yeah, probably because when you're legit, I think word of mouth, like you're just passed around, you know, down the street, Betty's like, oh my gosh, I have this ghost problem. And then the other lady's like, oh, I got you. I got this guy. Call him.
Yeah. No, I agree, because when I quit my job as a counselor, there's no way I'd done it without a massive client base. When I sat there and went, God, Jesus, you can imagine how much you earn as a counselor, then you just sit there and go, oh, you know what, fuck that, I'm going to be a ghost hunter. You want to have a you want to have a client base to fall back on. So it definitely did. It was a point where I got to, I couldn't fit in being a counselor around being a ghost hunter. So I just went, make a choice. And I chose ghost hunting. Best decision I've ever made.
That's so great.
So is that what most people call you or contact you for, is that they think that there might be something evil or bad and they want to figure out how to get rid of it? Or is it just like everything across the board?
Mainly. I mean, in all fairness, the minute they people get activity, they automatically assume it's bad. So they call us, you know, come and have a look, check out, you know, things are going missing, or we've had bruises or marks on us and stuff like that. And you just sit there and go, okay. And I go, look, we've got two options here. I'm going to come round and either remove that spirit from your house, or we're going to teach you how to live with it. And 9 times out of 10, they live with it. Once they've been introduced, once they
really
know who it is and why it's there and whatnot, they're sort of going, yeah, leave it there, it'll be fine.
Oh my God, this is wow. So fascinating.
Wait, so what, I mean, how do you make the decision to, like, how do you figure out if it's like a real thing or not? Like, how, because I'm sure people are like, oh, I've got, like, there's, I feel like there's a lot of levels to it, and a lot of these things could also be caused by something else. Mm-hmm. So how do you, I mean, do you kind of have to go out there and see it being in the space, or do you do it virtually sometimes, or how does that work?
No, I never do an investigation because it can go, the investigations are the ones that go wrong, the ones where people start getting hit. So I can just be like, yeah, I'm this side of the camera, you do you, babe. But it's, we can tell. I mean, we've never made a mistake. I don't think there's a job that I haven't gone out to, but I will sit there and grill them on the phone. I'll sit there and go, okay, what's actually been happening? You know, the pipes are a bit noisy. Okay, when was your boiler sorted out? You know what I mean? Don't make me come out all that way just to sort a noisy pipe. Piss me off.
Not a plumber.
No, exactly. But it's always them. It's them ones that sit there and then I'm shit at my job because I haven't found a ghost that doesn't exist. So it's always them ones. But it's, it's just, we go out, we check out, we make sure. We'll know. It's just, it's kind of obvious if you've got a spirit. Things are going missing. The objects are flying, you know.
Oh my God, yeah, this makes me kind of so nervous, because I definitely lived for a year after college. I definitely lived in a house where, I think I kind of mentioned this to you the first time we talked, but like, we didn't know until a few months in, but he had a guy that lived there previously, like 5 years before us, had shot himself in the head in the basement. And we didn't know that. There's people sleeping in the basement. They were having like weird dreams, like collectively. Stuff would go missing all the time. Things would just like fly off the shelves and stuff. Like, we were coming up with reasons for all these things. And a lot of times these things would happen when we were drinking. So we were like, oh, maybe there was a lot of us. We were in an internship. So there was like 6 of us there, but it was so like, I mean, I think we learned to live with it once we found out kind of more of the backstory of who this person was, but we found out that we think that everything was going weird when we were drinking because he was an alcoholic and he was a recovering alcoholic. And then I guess he was doing okay. And then they went to like a baseball game and he came back with some people, got aggressive, then relapsed, drank himself like hardcore drinking, and then ended up just spinning, like spiraling, and he shot himself. So like, we didn't know any of that until we got there a few months in, and we were like, who the hell keeps moving the remote? Because there was like 6 of us in this house. So we were like, kind of like blaming it on other people, but everyone would swear up and down, no one touched it. It was right there. Like candles would go missing. Like it was just weird. A radio, like a whole radio speaker, like big giant speaker fell off the top level of our TV's like stand thing. And it was just like weird things were happening all the time. The power would go off and on. I don't even know. So maybe we should have called you, Jesse. I didn't know.
Mm. No, me either. Absolutely. I'll come check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, in all fairness, you could be dead on with what you're saying, but with that, the negative spirit will definitely like you when you're vulnerable. That's for sure. And when you're pissed, that's a prime time for a spirit to come in and have a little go. And it's like, it's just one of them situations. It could have been either of them.
Right. Well, we were also like really stressed and pissed basically all the time and drinking all the time because we were doing this internship for a theater. It was outdoor theater and like it was really, really hard. The people who were in charge of it were like pretty toxic people and like we were just like really treated badly. So I think all of that combined was just not a good situation for us.
Yeah. But lucky once you got out of there by the sounds of it.
Well, once we learned more about him though, we learned his name. We learned like one of the guys that we were lived with us, he apparently was like a lot similar, he's very similar to him in personality, and so he was kind of the one being messed with the most too, which again this all was happening before we found out any of this, but we kind of like we were half joking but half not, but we like kind of we sat in the kitchen, we had a bunch of candles lit. We were like, of course we were drinking a little bit too, and we were like, you know, kind of joking, but also we were like all a little nervous that it might actually be real too, but we were like talking to him directly by name, and like, you know, once we found out all this information and like after that it kind of leveled out. I don't know. Is that a thing? Like, is that what you mean by people living with these? Like when you say 9 times out of 10, these people end up just learning to live with these spirits. Like, is that what you mean? Like, how do you let them live with that?
Yeah. I mean, there's various different ways. I mean, in all fairness, I just reminded me of that. I was down the pub as always yesterday. And the landlady said, was talking about buying a house. And she said to me something along the lines of, well, you're just borrowing it. Everything we do in this life, we're just borrowing it, aren't we? And I was just like, that couldn't be any more fucking true, in all fairness, could it? So, I mean, it's the same with spirits, you know? It's it was his house first. It was his house first. So he's got a group of teenagers or whatever old you were in his house getting pissed up and whatnot. He might not just like that. And then once you've built that rapport with him, you know, he's probably gone, all right, they're not that much of a dickhead. So they'll let you stay. You know, it's their house more than yours, in all fairness.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they're just looking for some acknowledgement, like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
We cool?
Absolutely. Yeah. Build a rapport with them. They'll be fine.
Interesting. So, and you kind of, you do a little bit of work with like the police as well, right?
Mm,
like helping police, them.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Like helping US them police. Solve murders. Oh, really? Just the US police?
Yeah. I don't really like the UK police. But
well, we don't always like the US police either. So I get it.
I can imagine. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Quite a while ago. I haven't done it in a while, actually, a couple of years, but yeah, I've worked on missing children's cases completely by chance. I put a team together and found some children. It's quite rewarding. One of the most rewarding things. Yeah.
Is that were they children that were alive? Is that more of like, I mean, I'm assuming that the psychic medium, like you can, is it spirits in general or spirits that are past, like what, I mean, I don't, that's a weird question probably, but like, is it, were you using more of like the psychic, is it, I mean, how are you using these ghost hunter energy and like the psychic energy? Is it kind of goes together, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, every sort of ghost hunting team needs a good psychic. There's not many of us about, but yeah, no, it's, this is going to sound really morbid, but I've worked on cases that the children have been found. And I've worked on cases where the children's body have been found. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the first thing we go in and look for is the children's spirit. If we can't find that, we're onto a winner, you know? Mm-hmm. So we'll keep looking and we'll use the resources that we've got around the area, or what we know, or like the family, and try and tune in and use their relatives to guide us and try and find a decent spirit around that will help us to, you know, who doesn't want harm to come to the children. It's a tough one. It's not an easy job. It's by far the hardest one we do. But yeah, I mean, if we tune in to certain objects or locations and whatnot, and that child's spirit isn't there, you get a little bit excited because you go, okay, right. Well, now we investigate. Now we piece together the evidence and try and get the spirits to tell us and show us signs and whatnot and take us to where the child is hopefully safe and go from there. But yeah it's good fun.
So you have like a whole crew of spirits up there just helping you solve murders. That's amazing.
Well, they're all out there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're not my spirits. But yeah, just any spirit out there, we'll tune into and go, are you local? Or can you help us? Or do you know the area? Or do you know the family? Or, you know, are you connected to the child in any way, or you know, do you live in the house even that they live in? We just want to speak to everyone. It takes some time, but we'll get there in the end.
That's so crazy.
So can you pick up on anything that is over, like, video like this? Like, when you do videos, can you feel anything, like any energies or spirit guides or anything like that? Or is it something that you connect to more, like, once you're in person?
Definitely over video. It makes no odds, because it makes no odds. Personal video, to be honest with you, it's one of those things. It's all right. You haven't paid me, so I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do anything.
Perfect. But,
no, yeah, there's no odds. I mean, it's our bodies that confine us to distance and time and whatnot. Our souls don't have those restrictions. So camera, telescope, whatever, we can see them.
So you wouldn't tell us if there's anything around us right now?
No.
What if I Venmo you real quick?
I still have a rule.
Okay, I have a, you're probably going to think this is a dumb question. So I'm just going to ask it. You know, people always say because you're bringing up the camera stuff, like, people take pictures and they see, like, the little, oh my God, there's an orb. What is that, really just like a reflection, or can you actually capture, do you think, these kinds of things on a normal camera?
We can, yeah. But I mean, I probably get sent thousands of these pictures in all fairness.
Sure.
And it's one of them situations where you go, there's a very easy fucking way to tell whether it's a spirit or an orb or a bit of dust. And that's screen capture it, keep it still, zoom in. If it's jagged edges, it's a bit of dust. If it's a glowing energy with a, like, little ball of white light with energy around it, it's clearly fucking spirit. It's just one of them things. But this is stuff that Google can tell you rather than psychic mediums.
So, oh, I was going to say, he just gave us something for free. And we can tell that Jesse King does nothing for free.
Fuck no. Yes, I work too hard. Go on. Listen,
absolutely. I get it.
But so one of your TikToks, that I think maybe one of the first ones I came across, was you talking about you solved a 450-year-old murder. Like, how did that even get started? Like, were you just, like, doing research one day and you saw this murder and you're like, I wonder if I could solve it? Or, like, was it still something that people were still talking about? Like, why did you even attempt it in the first place? Like, and, you know, what was the process here with that? I'm really just interested in learning more about this whole story.
So I live in a place called Colchester in Essex, UK, obviously, and that we are very fortunate to have one of the most haunted hotels in the UK. Obviously, I'm a ghost hunter. I was going to go there. So,
you gotta go. Well, you know, in Georgia, we have Savannah. That's where we live in Georgia. Savannah is apparently one of the most haunted, like, towns in Georgia too. So if you ever come here, you got to go to Savannah.
Yeah. Invite me over, girls. I'll come and check it out. But this hotel is... it's really,
wait, how much does that cost? I know we're not doing things for free.
We'll Venmo you for that. He just rolled his eyes. He hates us. You can continue with your story. We'll stop.
This hotel is really fucking old, in all fairness. And its claim to fame is Alice Catherine Miller, who you can Google. Well, the hotel itself is actually shockingly shit. It's horrific. I don't ever go and stay there. The ghost and the history is fantastic. Now, there's a few spirits there, and they absolutely bleed. The hotel people bleed this hotel dry. There's a ghost hunting team every fucking week in there, and you just sit there and go, these poor spirits, these poor, poor spirits. So when I first started, I went there, I've been there hundreds of times, in all fairness, but I went there after I'd done a ticketed event. I was loads of guests there. I was very courteous of the spirits. And young Alice come to me after an event and after all the guests had left. And, oh, the story of Alice is she was found brutally murdered. And I mean, really fucked up in the alleyway underneath the Red Lion, because there's like an alleyway that goes through to the shops. Anyway, I'm sat again, Alice, look, darling, how, I mean, come on. No one knows what's happened to you in 450 years. We're going to have a chat. And when I've always looked after you, I've been here, I've come here so many times, you know, you've used my energy, I've worked with you really well, we've got a rapport now, and I sit down and have a chat with me, because she'd always run from anyone, really. So we sat down, we had a little chat. She was just telling me, it's quite graphic actually, she was telling me that back in the day, I don't know what you guys call it over there, but we call it benefits here, there weren't a benefit system where if you didn't work, you got paid by the government, you just didn't eat. And she had a boyfriend and who was a bit of a slob and didn't look after her as a man should do. And he, her way of earning money was the chambermaid at the Red Lion Hotel. but also on the down low, this is why it was a mystery for 450 years. She was a prostitute. She had attended to men who stayed in the hotel. Mm-hmm. Now, she attended to this guy quite a few times that stayed in this hotel. She was really, really skint and had no money, and she couldn't eat that day. And basically, something along the lines of, he weren't happy with her performance that day. And he said, I'm not paying you. And because she cried about it, because it meant her and her partner weren't going to eat, he just beat the shit out of her. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes your stomach turn. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she was murdered in the alleyway just for trying to feed her boyfriend who couldn't provide for her. Bit shit, isn't it? But that's what happened to her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No wonder she runs away.
Yeah. And so, and people didn't really know that full story, I guess, until you got involved and figured it out, or did we not know who it was?
I do know the name. I can't think of it off the top of my head. I think it's Simon something. But when I clarified it, so when I spoke to her, she told me the name of the guest, and it was in the records that was behind the reception in the hotel. So the name tallied up with when she'd have worked there. The reason why no one knew what happened is because no one knew she was a prostitute. She obviously got that a bit on the down low, didn't broadcast it, but yeah, that's what happened to poor Alice.
Wow, that's crazy. Did they like notify? I mean, I guess it's a long time ago, but does she still have family that's in that, like somewhere in the area that people could notify, or?
Not that we're aware of, but well, what the hotel did with that information, I don't know, but
yeah. Oh, that's so crazy. So when people call you for these, I mean, one thing I thought was really interesting is also from your TikToks on here, that you were talking about how, like these things that ghosts do that you don't know about, which I thought was so funny, which was basically all of my worst fears that I've convinced myself wasn't true that you were saying are true. So, I mean, you were talking about like, you know, even like a father's, if, you know, if you have a dad that's passed away, like they can kind of like fuck with the boyfriend that you have if they're not treating you right, or like they can see you having sex, even like they can do all these things. And I was like, no, this is my worst nightmare. You're telling me my grandma has most likely seen, like, what?
Oh yes, definitely.
Can we talk a little bit more about that? Like, that is, it's so funny to me, and I feel like a lot of people like joke about these things and think that they're not, maybe not something that can actually happen, but
oh, they can. They definitely can.
You're telling
can.
Us yeah, otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got to realize that the spirits that are around us are normally relatives, or loved ones, or very close. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see you doing it when you're alive. They're probably not going to want to see you doing it when they're dead. So they do have that borderline respect of, okay, now I'll leave them to it for 5 minutes, you know. But it's, it's one of them situations where there are other spirits out there as well that... probably strangers? Wouldn't be to it.
Strangers, yeah. They're just watching me. Oh my god, I can't.
I mean, people who've lived in your house before, there's a dirty old bastard that lived there before you, he's probably gonna sit at the end of your bed, you know.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh lord. Wait, have you ever had that experience like in any of your sexual moments?
Literally last night. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Last night. See, I'm courting this young lady, beautiful girl, god knows how I pulled her, but she's actually stunning them down. We was that she came around mine last night, bless her, and we were having a go, if you like. And she goes, the one thing that I struggle to get used to with you, Jesse, is that you just zone out. If you're speaking to the spirit, my eyes would just go off, and I'll just look, and or I'll try and snap myself back into reality, or bring myself back into this realm. And this poor girl was giving her best performance last night, and all of a sudden I'm sat there, and I don't know how long I was like it for, but all of a sudden I'm zoning out, looking at a woman standing next to my bed, going, why are you coming at me now? Like, now is not the time. And luckily I just sort of snapped back, completely ignored the spirit girl. I'll come back to that later, I reckon, and caught back in the moment, should we say.
So you're not having a threesome with a ghost and a girl in your life, no?
Oh, God, no. I've learned my lesson from that. Go on, next one.
Oh, you've learned your lesson from that. Let's back up here, Jesse.
Oh, I want to know what that lady was there for, though. Did you figure it out, who she was, what she was here for?
I don't think she's come back, to be honest. I think she probably sussed out what she was doing. And it might be a little bit embarrassed to come and talk to me now. But.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. And when these spirits arrive like this, like, is this something you can actually see? Like, or is it just something you can feel the presence of, to where like things are like images pop up in your head?
Both, in all fairness, both. It depends on the level of energy of that spirit. So or where I am. The location is a big thing as well. So if I'm sat here, they're normally annoying, and I shouldn't say that, but they are like the pestering kind of spirits where they just want your attention. So you'll shut down. Like you'd feel an energy. You can normally feel whether it's masculine or feminine or aggressive or whatever the case might be. And you'll sit there and go, for fuck's sake, there we go. Okay. And then you'll tune into it, or you go, look, I'm right in the middle of something, come back to me later, or just shut down from it. And they will keep going and going and going and going. And then you just sit there and go, okay, let's do it. Let's sit down. You've got my attention. What do you want? And then you can bring them in. Using my psychic energy, I can reach out, pull them in, bring them into the circle, see them, hear them, feel them, etc.
Wow. So you can just like bring them in and out. You don't have to be like in a certain setting or like have a certain setup or anything like that.
I mean, no, I can do it anywhere, in all fairness, but it is a case of there needs to be a state of mind that I'm in, if that makes sense, which I've been doing this 27 years, so I can snap into it. I can snap out of it, but yeah, bring them in, yeah.
That's so crazy. I feel like it's good that this girl knows and like found you from TikTok like that, because otherwise I would probably like, I'd be like, what's happening? If you would have just spring that on me after like a couple months or something, that would be so crazy to be like, oh, that's why you always were staring at stuff randomly. Like, was that the time, you know?
Oh, yeah, Lord. I mean, in all fairness, last night I don't think she was in a position to see me staring away. I kind of got away with that one, I think. Noted. She's a good girl.
Well, that's good. Well, has there been any times like where a spirit has popped up and it's actually like genuinely scared you, or is it, I mean, are you mostly dealing with spirits that are pretty harmless, or is it, I mean, is there any demons that you're working with there, or is that not really your, is that,
oh,
like,
no,
how to draw the line?
I've dealt with demons. They're not as common as you think. I've dealt with three in the last 10 years. They're not, everyone thinks they've got a fucking demon. They haven't.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, there's a couple, but I'm a bit of an arsehole, in all honesty. And if someone pisses me off or makes me, you know, feel something that I don't want to feel, then I get a little bit personal. So I've got an actual personal vendetta with the 400-year-old witch hunter. Who literally, oh God, I was on a ghost hunt this Saturday, ticket at the event, and hunting him, Matthew Hopkins. He did live down the road from me. Persecuted loads of women, and it's my life goal too, because they keep, oh fucking hell, I'm gonna have to go into the full story, it'll be quick. So down the road from me, there's a tree called Ugnobby, which is the oldest recorded tree in the world, basically, Europe at least. And pagans to this day still use it for rituals and stuff like that. And it's a very, very spiritual tree. And obviously in the 1600s, this absolute dickhead of a man called Matthew Hopkins would charge local councils, X amount of money to go and rid their boroughs of witches. And because he was getting paid, he didn't care who was, you just get word that Matthew was after you. The girls would start running. They'd run to these trees, try and do rituals or hide in this forest. And him and his cronies would go and find them and do fucking awful things to him. So he don't like me, as you can imagine. And the first time I went there, he put me on my ass, which was the first experience that I've ever had of being overdone by a spirit. I was a bit too cocky, in all fairness, and it was the first time I went, oh fuck me, all right, I'll come back to this later, I reckon. And I went back and back and back, because it just got personal. And now I sit there and I run through that forest and I'm like, I'm gonna take every one of these innocent women out, because he holds them hostage in the forest, by the way. Even as spirits, he won't let them free. And there's hundreds of them, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So we'll walk through the forest, and one by one I'll just like pass that one over, this one's coming with me, you haven't got her anymore. And he doesn't like
so
it
so much.
I have chills. Oh, that's so cool. So you're in a full war with this guy.
Oh, he's a dick. Yeah, absolutely. Was there on Saturday, and it's a bit of a ticketed event. It was a ticketed event, and I had guests there. Now, normally when we've got guests, we dilute what we do a little bit, you know. Oh, look, there's an orb. Oh, look, this is something's moving. Then really you sat again, where the fuckster goes. Yeah, well, no, don't play it up, play it down. Fucking right, because guests wouldn't cope with what we done. So this time I was just like, you know what, I'm so sick of babysitting people, either on camera or guests on these ghost hunts. I want a fucking ghost hunt. So I sat there and I was just like, we're going to go for it. So this poor young lady who come to one of my ghost hunts, I was like, look, we're going to simulate a witch hunt. You're going to be my witch. If you've got the balls to do it, you're in a dark forest by yourself. We'll give you a radio and a torch. You fuck off, we'll chase you. people simulate what Matthew would have done.
And, wow.
I can't breathe even thinking about this. Oh my God. Never.
It went from a ghost point, from a ghost hunter's point of view, it went really fucking well. From her point of view, probably not so much.
Traumatized.
Yeah, a little bit, bless her. But we sort her out. We never leave her. But she ran off, and we was 2 foot behind her. 2 foot. There's no way we could have lost her. And then she just went. And I was like, oh, fuck, where's she gone? I was like, okay, where's the radio? Couldn't get hold of her on the walkie-talkie. Couldn't find her. Her light wasn't on. I was like, oh, I don't know. Jesus Christ, this probably isn't good. And then I was like, okay, this is it. So I went into the spirit world. There was a figure there. It was Matthew. And I was like, you fucking leave her alone. You absolutely leave her alone. Mm-hmm. And he did, in all fairness, because now I've got the better of him. I'm just hashtag bragging that. But he, this poor girl come out of the bushes.
Oh my God.
Absolutely shaking and in tears. And I was just like, babe, what happened? Like, come on, I know you're a little bit distressed, but this is quite important for us. So what happened? Calmed her down, and basically she crouched down or something. I don't know how she crouched down because I was 2 foot behind her. There's no way she would. Anyway, and she goes, I stood there and I thought I heard you, but all of a sudden I couldn't hear you anymore. And this black figure ran at me and I just was paralyzed with fear. And I was like, I got you now, babe, you're fine. So we've done it 3 times more and we got him.
And she did it again?
Wow.
Oh no, she fucking did.
Oh, Jesus, I would Christ, be like, I gotta go.
Yeah, it was a close one. Yeah, we saw.
She's been admitted to a hospital somewhere.
She did message me after, in all fairness, going, Jesse, it was a good hunt. Thank you. I was like, really?
Okay, I want to come and do one of these hunts, but I don't want to be chased down. I just want to do it.
Just a watch.
I just want to watch.
Yeah, sure. Wow. Come along. It'll be good fun.
That's insane. So like you do a little bit of like ghost tours then, it sounds like, too, right? Is that what you're doing with these people or?
No, not ghost tours. Yeah. We let people come hunt with us. That's basically.
Oh, like we could go and like literally have a flashlight and be hunting ghosts with you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But do you ever let people like help you do anything with like releasing some of the pagan witches? That's what I want to do. I want to help release those girls.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it pissed me off on Saturday, whenever it was. Yeah, it was Saturday, because I had to go and deal with this client that obviously got nearly hurt by spirit, and everyone else was sat around doing, I don't know if you know what a human pendulum is, but it's where you join around in a circle, and we'll always try and make the client or the guest experience it rather than us, because I think there's nothing more fucking patronizing than me standing in front of people telling them what's happening in the spirit world rather than going, here you go, see it for yourself. The human pendulum, and I believe they got a few, because it's World War II site as well. There's so it was a base there as well. So I think they got a couple of soldiers through, and my team, you know, tried to help the guests pass them over into the, you know, and stuff like that. So yeah, we get them involved, absolutely.
Wow, that is so insane. Because cool. Yeah, they do here. They'll do like little ghost tours and stuff. I'm honestly a little too scared to do it. Just because I don't know.
Very addictive. First result, you want more. You want more and more and more.
I wouldn't want to do it for the fun of it, but if I were doing it in order to like help someone, like you were saying, like helping the witches cross over, I would want to do that. I would want to use the powers for good.
Absolutely. Same.
Well, because I think with the ghost tours here, that kind of what kind of freaks me out about the ghost tours here, I'm like, okay, because I definitely believe in ghosts, spirits, all that stuff I fully believe in. So I'm like, I don't want the ghosts or spirits that are in the area that I'm in like to be thinking like get mad at us for like, you know, doing this like cheesy like, oh, a ghost hunt, a ghost tour, you know what I mean? Like it's usually a little bit cheesy. It usually happens around Halloween, you know. It's like, I just don't know. I feel like I would be like disrespecting the spirits doing it that way. Like if doing it the way that you do it, I think it's a little less, feels a little more respectful, I guess. But I've watched them on TV, the ghost hunts and stuff, but I feel like the ghost tours like just feel a little cheesy. I don't know.
I mean, in all fairness, ghosts are just people. They are just people without bodies. They're probably laughing at you too. They're probably sat there going, fucking what a novice. But it's just one of them things that they might throw you a bone.
So how do people, I mean, how many people are on this tour with you though, when you do it? Is it?
I have five staff because it was a little hunt, and 30 people.
What do the people on your staff do? Like, what are their titles?
Paranormal,
what are their skills? They're all the same thing you do, or?
Oh God, no, no. that was really fucking.
Only one Jesse yeah. King. I know.
That's fucking lootly. No, they're all. I make sure that my team are experts in everything that we do because I don't like mistakes. I'm a little bit anal like that. I can't fucking stand getting things wrong.
I get that vibe.
Yeah, and so all my team are absolutely trained down to the hilt in some area of sort of expertise. So there's Shelley, who's Shelley Bradley, bless her. She's a 60-year-old woman that I trust with my life. She's just such a fucking good ghost hunter. It's unreal. And she's equipment expert. She knows more stuff about equipment because I really can't be fucked with all the equipment and the bollocks that we have nowadays. So I'm just like, okay, I want to hunt a ghost. You do this stuff for me. So there isn't nothing that she can tell you about an SLS camera or a bit of EMF reader or something like that. And then I've got Doug, who's my historian. Or we call him Sarge because he's a sergeant in the army. So he was a historian. He makes sure that, you know, we know fucking everything about the location we're going in. And he'll set me little challenges. All right, this person got murdered, but I'm not telling you the name, Jesse. Go find out for me. So I'll come back to him an hour later. I'm like, give me a challenge next time. You know, it's just we've got Melville, who's just an exceptional paranormal investigator as well. And she specializes in more of the shit that people get all minged out about, like spirit boards, of Ouija boards. We're going to call them Ouija boards because we're grown ups, but Ouija boards and stuff like that, and where we're getting involved in the real stuff.
Wait, so are Ouija boards real then? Like you can actually, oh God.
Fuck yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're so, probably one of the most effective ways of communicating with the spirit world ever. But
really?
I just want to clarify this because I know there's going to be someone listening to this having a bitch bit about it, but I'm going to tell you the truth. And Ouija's not as dangerous as what people think. It could be as dangerous as tarot cards. You're communicating with the unknown. If you don't know what you're doing, don't fucking do it. Of course it's going to be dangerous, all right? But Ouija is actually Egyptian for good fortune. They were made in the 1800s. Really effective way of communicating. But obviously, not that I'm slagging everyone off or anyone off, but religion ruled the world in the 1800s. And what we do is blasphemous. obviously, everything communicating with the other side is summoning the devil, all that bollocks.
Of course.
So that's the kind of.
But I mean, that's what religion. That's what, when they came in and took over like the pagan culture, that's what they wanted us to believe, is that everything in that culture was bad or demonic. So we were all scared to be a part of it.
Exactly right.
It's the greatest form of oppression that there is.
There we go. So yeah, no, they're actually really fucking effective. If you do it right. I mean, if you don't close it down properly, you're in for a world of pain, but you know, don't fucking do it if you don't know how to do it. But it's, you know, there's ways to learn, and I definitely don't recommend learning on the job. Get someone to teach you, who knows how to do it.
Wait, how do you close it down?
No learning on the go. If you don't know how to close it down, Lauren, don't do it.
Oh my God. Wait, I'm thinking back though. I'm pretty sure I didn't do it, but I'm pretty sure when the house I was talking to that I lived in for a year as an intern, they were definitely, I'm like 90% sure that they were fucking around with the Ouija board one of the first weeks that we got there. And then all this weird shit started happening. So do you think that we just accidentally released this ghost into our house back in, and then he would just like, we didn't close it down properly, I guess?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
yeah. I'll probably go for a cleansing if I was you.
No, we don't live. Yeah. That was in like 2014, 15. So yeah, it's not my problem. It's not my problem.
You've probably got something attached to you now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I think I can see its tail.
Oh my gosh. okay, wait. So how?
No, that's just our cat.
Yeah, it's just my cat. So what do you recommend for someone if they do think, like if they're like, maybe, I mean, if they're moving into a new house, or if they, situation like me where we might have unleashed a ghost and now a few years ago, and now I might be being followed by one. Like what would you say? Like just, oh God, what is it? Sage? Like it's saging or?
Sage smudge stick, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really effective way. Yeah, I do that on every new house, but I'm a psychic medium, so they come in anyway. But yeah, definitely bless, cleanse yourself, cleanse your aura, ground yourself, raise your vibrations, all that stuff, get rid of it. We do all that on a human level.
If there was a fight in my house, I even do it. Like, we gotta get it.
Absolutely. That's not a bad thing. Do it, darling. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Wait, how often do you sage your place?
Me, well, I'm a psychic medium, so I can't lie to like, stuff.
Yeah.
He just looks at him. He's like, not today, bro.
Come on, I'll put a kettle on.
I mean, this is insane. Like, have you been able to talk to like relatives? Have you used this ability of like your own reasons as well, not just for other people, or you just want to go there?
We can't do that. There's spiritual law. There's a veil for a reason. We have a separate spiritual world and human world for a reason. If I could just walk in and talk to one of my relatives, I'd guarantee I'd sure shit be in there all day, every day. Mm. You know, so I'd waste my life here and I wouldn't be learning what I needed to learn here. So any psychic that says they've communicated with their own relative is chatting shit. We just spiritually can't. There's a law that we can't break. Not that we have a choice to abide by it, we just can't break it.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Can you tap into like animal spirits as well, or is it just humans?
Yes, I can. Yeah, absolutely. but dogs bark, babe. Dogs bark. I don't bark.
Yeah. Oh, so they don't start speaking English when they when they die?
No, absolutely not.
Well, mostly because I might have to employ you soon then. Because we have a cat that ran away last year, and I just don't want to know. I'm sure she's dead, but I just feel like I need to know. But
I'm paying for a session after this. I don't know what I need it for, yeah. But I just feel like everybody, I feel like it's just like, maybe you should find out. Like I have had some readings before and they told me some stuff about my spirit guides and whatever, but you just never know. It's all true.
Spirit guide, did they?
Oh.
someone that you didn't know that they're telling you about, is it? Fucking hell. It's just bollocks, babe. They blow smoke up your ass so much. It's the most infuriating thing to watch. Like, the one thing that they always fucking say, and people love to hear it, is, babe, they might as well be saying, I'm chatting shit to you, is, you've got the gift yourself, haven't you? You've seen some stuff. Everyone's seen some stuff. Of course we have. All right? The spiritual realm's all around us. We're going to see some movement. And that's their way of saying, I don't know what to say to you, but I'm going to blow smoke up your ass to make you feel good about yourself and piss away 10 minutes of this half-hour reading.
Wait, so if the psychic has told me that there were like family members around me, that's BS? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. If they're telling you details about people that you know, then they're pretty spot on. You tell them if they're spot on. If they're saying there's a spirit guide around you and their name's Dave and you no way of verifying that, you know, they're wasting time. Mm. You know what I mean?
How would that you recommend sense. Like, I mean, do you just have to kind of just talk to them and see? But like, I mean, because how would you recommend like picking a psychic then?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you do want to meet your spirit guide, I do hypnotherapy sessions for it's where you meet your spirit guide, not me. All right, you tell me who your spirit guide is. However, I think if you watch my TikToks, there's not one fucking reading on there. I'm not going to sit there and bullshit you because you'll get to know me on those hour lives I do every midday. Get to know me. Get to know I haven't got the time or energy to chat shit to people. I don't want to do it. All right, I'm too fucking busy. So get to know me as a person. And put your trust in me at that level. I'm not going to sit there and buy a fucking reading from me because you got to. I'm going to say, here I am. This is what I've done. You know, you choose me, darling. You choose me. It's that simple.
I choose you, Jesse King.
They all do, babe. They all do.
Okay. I also want to talk about a little bit something I really don't know much about, but I guess when you brought up hypnotherapy, I guess is probably is what you do with that from what it seems like from your website. But one of the services you offer is like a past life regression, like a session for that. Like, tell us about that. Like, what is that? Because it seems really, really cool.
It's fucking awesome. I've had it done myself. Uh-huh. I've done it to thousands of people. It's just fucking brilliant. So we get reincarnated. We either go up to the spirit world or we get reincarnated if we haven't learned a lesson. All right, in this lifetime, or your spiritual being like myself, in which we've got a purpose on this world. Not that everyone else doesn't have a purpose. It's just my purpose is a spiritual purpose to help people. So if we're reincarnated, if we haven't learned enough from our lifetime, we come back again. Now that's a life, that's a memory that our subconscious stores. Whether we remember it now or not, our subconscious certainly fucking does. So a hypnotherapy session or past life regression session is where we just unlock that memory. And all of a sudden you're remembering stuff that, you know, you can possibly have known, and you're seeing your neighbor as your brother and stuff like that. And you just know shit that's just a memory that you would have. And it just unlocks such a fucking powerful part of our brain. And it is bloody amazing to see. Absolutely. And experience as well.
So do you think that can only be done with the assistance of someone else? Because I feel like I have been in meditations deep enough where I have seen like a full And I've thought this has to be a life that I've lived. Cause like I knew, and I could see like my hair flowing and I could see what I was doing. And then I saw exactly like what I did, and I martyred myself, and I was like this leader of this like little group of people. And I saw exactly what I was doing wrong in order to not help my people. And I like, you know, just whatever. So is that something you think that could be visited unassisted with somebody who is like actually psychic, or do you think that you have to have somebody?
No, it sounds like you nailed that, darling. Absolutely. It sounds like you experienced something. We know the difference between an inner monologue and a thought and a memory. We all know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're sat there telling me you've experienced something that's a memory and it felt right, and you know, you experienced the hair and stuff like that, then you've experienced that, babe. You know, you've brought that forwards out of your mind in a very deep meditative subconscious state. So yeah, absolutely. I'd say, yeah, you don't have to be a Sydney, don't have to be psychic either to have a hypnotherapy session. But yeah, absolutely. If you've done that, darling, well done. Well done. Not many people can.
Thank you. Just got a compliment from Jessie King.
She loves a gold star. So you did that. Just made her whole that just made her whole hour here. I've never really had like, so you're saying, Tiffany, though, like it's like a past, like a memory, like it feels like a memory.
So it was like, I don't know. Well, you don't necessarily like to meditate, so you don't ever play around with like the, so you have to get like, the only time I can ever get in this deep of a state is like after I've done an hour and a half or 2 hour workout, and then I've completely exhausted myself. Mm-hmm. And then I will just slip into this. Like I don't even feel any part of my body, and I am just in a different world. I don't even know how to explain it other than I am somewhere else. And it is just like one of my favorite places to be. Cause you feel like nothing, but you also feel like you know everything, mm-hmm. but then, you know, you come back and you're like, wait, what just happened? So for me, it's interesting because like one of my, I think karmic lessons is life is that I do kind of go through, and I am self-sacrificing to the point of where it like, it doesn't make any sense and I'm not actually helping anyone. So it's funny that little vision I had was like the same thing. So I think that's like, that's what my subconscious is telling me. Mm-hmm. You have to get through like this thing that you think you're doing to help everybody, or you're never going to ascend. So learn it.
All right, there you go. Well, and does it have a lot to do, I mean, deja vu, when you're experiencing that? Because I feel like I've had more of those kinds of experiences where I'm like, I've been here. Mm-hmm. Or I remember like I'm doing something and I'm like, I feel like I had a dream about this exact moment a couple years ago or something. Like, is that similar to what, I mean, is that something that like maybe if you're having these kinds of experiences, like you might really want to kind of dig into this kind of service that you have?
Yeah, I would say so. Absolutely. Yeah. If you like, people tend to be affiliated with stuff that they've got no link to whatsoever. I mean, when I was abreast, my past life was I was on the Titanic. I went down on the Titanic.
What?
And, oh no, it's fucking that awesome. All? And I literally have the biggest obsession with boats. I have two boats. Uh-huh. So, and you'd have thought it went right the other way, but no, I fucking love being on the water. Absolutely love it. And just memories of it and deja vu and stuff when you're sailing out and you just see the horizon and no land, and you just sit there and go, oh, fucking hell, no, I remember this now and stuff like that. But I'm not going to lie, it took a little bit of a trigger, do you know what I mean, for me to get there. I wasn't as good as this young lady here, but yeah, just it took a trigger. But you get there. You do tend to be, you know, another thing I do, and I don't know why, is my fucking Australian accent is second to none. And I can't stand Australia, and they're not Australians, just Australians. I'm scared of spiders. Can't fucking stand spiders. But once I start doing that Australian accent, it's really hard for me to stop doing it. It's like I talk better Australian than I do English.
What?
And I know.
That's a hard accent too.
Well, we're British, so we're pretty much the fucking same thing. But
I guess, yeah.
I want another regression, but it's hard finding a decent regressive, but hypnotherapist, sorry. But to unlock why the fuck I have that affiliation there. But cool. It might have something to do with I'm absolutely petrified of spiders.
Interesting. So do you have an, like, were you Australian in another life?
I reckon there's got to be something there, isn't there?
Did you die from a spider bite? They have pretty poisonous spiders there, right? That's like what they're known for, like pretty poisonous animals and kangaroos. Oh Lord.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. So who played you in Titanic, do you think? Was it Jack?
Obviously. Look at me.
He's definitely gonna get the big boob Betty, like
yeah.
That's all.
Or it could be the captain. Could be the captain.
I don't think I made the final cut of the film, to be honest with you, Darlene. I don't think I made the final cut.
Don't do that to yourself. You were good. You were on there. I know.
I'll take your word.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I think I'm probably going to purchase one from you, so just so you know.
Do it. It's just fun.
But I feel like I'm just going to waste all my money on Jesse's website now, because I'm just like, all these things I want to do, but I think I want to do that one first.
So do you have prerequisites? Like you'll kind of have a conversation with somebody and you're like, okay, we can't do this. I'm not taking your money. I'm not down with you or your vibe, or you're just too much, or you just accept anybody.
Well, I'm a good psychic, so I'll take anyone. I'm a bit of an arrogant arsehole, being honest. And most people tend to fucking annoy me. So if I was sat there going, you know what, I don't want to work with you, I'll probably have a very small client base. But it is what it is. But I think I've got a job to do. I've been put on this plane with this gift to help people. So whether they're a dickhead or not, I've got to do my job at the end of the day. So it's got to take the rough with the smooth.
That's just acceptance.
Yeah, that's everyone's job. We all got to deal with them, whether they're a dickhead or they're not. It sucks.
Exactly right.
Well, why don't you, I don't know if Tiffany, if you have any other questions.
I don't.
You know, pipe in. But if you don't, then tell everyone where they can find you. I know I've talked a little about like the services you have, like your website, like, you know, all the things. Plug yourself.
My company's called The Paranormal Emporium, and we're all over social medias under that name, and TikTok seems to be the one that I focus on at the moment because it's good fun and I get to piss around on it and have a little bit of fun on it. But yeah, if you want to book my services, it's theparanormalemporium.com or any social media. My PA will get back to you if you message us. A lot of people tend to message rather than book. So someone will get back to you and point you in the right direction on any social media platform. Yeah.
Awesome. And all the services you have on your website, you can do virtually. So you can live anywhere. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Other than a paranormal investigation, I've got to be there.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm booking a session right after here.
Yeah, literally. Oh, wait. I do have one more question. Sorry.
Crack on, girls. Honestly, you're fine.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So which one would you recommend to book? Which session? Does it, for me personally, like, what do you think I should book on there? Or is it just what I'm feeling like?
I think it's what you're feeling like in Afghanistan. I mean, there's such a wide range on there that I do. So, I mean, if you want to know your life path or your plan, go for a tarot. If you've got loved ones in the spirit world you want me to have a little chat with, go for psychic. I always recommend a spirit box rather than a psychic, because it's just, you get to experience it as well as I do. I'm happy to do a psychic as well. But, you know, if you want to find out your past life, go for a past life regression. Or if you've got mental health or anything like that, go for hypnotherapy. There'll be a service on there. It's whatever one you're drawn to.
So the spirit box was the one that you were talking about, that the actual person kind of gets to experience what you normally do, and you can do that virtually?
I can do it virtually. Not what they don't experience what I do, but it's the way that I can bring a spirit in and they can audibly hear their responses. Rather than them sit across the camera from me going, your dad's telling me this, or, you know, your mum's here. There's a spirit box. You ask the question, you hear the answer.
I'm doing that.
So is it like on your website, it says like, it's like a radio frequency that you tap into that kind of, I guess the spirits can tap into as well.
It's just it's a little box that scans radio waves backwards. That's it. Okay, gotcha. So there's no interference and stuff like that. But, you know, spirits are really high frequency energy, really, really high frequency, as are radio waves. So they find it really easy to manipulate that for some reason. Which means that they can use those radio waves or the words coming out the radio station to answer the questions.
Interesting.
That is interesting. So you just need to come prepared with the questions you want to ask them.
Come prepared with the bloody questions, because I'm otherwise I'll sit there for half an hour asking shit that I don't want to know answers to. Just have your questions ready.
So, well, with the spirit box, it's a question for like certain, like you can, I guess, like talk to certain people though, or is it just like general?
So I bring the spirit in, you know, we can blame the box if you want, but I'll bring the spirit in and, you know, and then you can ask, you know, say it's your dad, for example, or whatever, you know, your dad's here, and then you can ask him a question like, you know, what did you buy me on my 9th birthday or something like that? And if he remembers, we get an answer. So it's one of them things that, you know, you can justify, you can prove it to yourself, if that makes sense.
Wow. That's really cool. Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, so my last question is kind of random from before that I just thought of, so sorry. But just another myth I want to get busted about, you know, ghosts and all this stuff. Is it true that if you smell like because they always say, like, if you smell sulfur, then there might be a demon somewhere. Like,
he's
is that
rolling his eyes.
Yeah, he's shaking his head.
Absolutely so, no, not. No. In all fairness, I've dealt with 3 demons in my time, and it's fucking hard. And let me tell you something. If the last thing you're paying attention to is the aftershave it's wearing, you know, you don't smell fuck all. You're too busy trying to fight for your life. So, I think that's just someone trying to feel important somewhere.
It's just sewage. It's just sewage, probably. You're near a sewer somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay. Good to know. There's literally so many. I have a million questions. I probably could keep asking you about this, but we will let you go.
You're fine. Ask away.
No. It's all like silly stuff at this point. Like things that people hear about in the movies and, you know, that people say, and like the sulfur thing, like stuff like that is all, I feel like I have a lot of those kinds of questions. So, you know, we'll book a session, but yeah, I really seriously thank you so much for coming on and talking to us today and telling us some stories and, you know, your experience and all that. So we really enjoyed it. I feel like people who listen will learn a lot, especially a lot of the no BS kind of stuff about what it is that you do. Mm-hmm. And that it is a real thing. You know, it's not this like hokey movie Ghostbuster situation. You're not sucking up them through vacuums, I'm assuming, right?
Definitely not.
Okay. Good to know. So yeah, well, thank you so much. So, and I guess with that, you now have permission to exit, Jesse King.
Thanks for having me, girls. It's been a blast. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
We came a long way. That's what the song say. And I could do all things. I could do all things. Yeah, I could do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. That's what the song say. And I could do all things. I could do all things. I can do all things. Yeah. I'm not afraid of the moment. I'm not afraid. I can't hold it. I gotta show up. Gotta get up in the morning. I gotta do it for Kobe. Lately I'm zoning. Lately I know where I'm going. Taking whatever control is. Show me opponents. Show me opponents. I got a gift and I'm starting to own it. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. And I can do all things. And I can do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah. Shout to the city that raised me. Shout to the people that made me. I'm from the 80s. I don't think mumbling wavy. I grew up black on a Jay-Z. Maybe I'm crazy. I ain't been wondering lately. Feel like it's there for the taking. Feel like I'm good with the changes. Know who I am. And that's the most dangerous statement. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Man, I can do all things. Yeah.
I check the scoreboard. Know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I'm thinking 2-4. Man, that's what I'm good for. Yeah. When I check the scoreboard, I know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I think I'm 2-4. And I know what I'm good for. Yeah. Cause we came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Man, I can do all things. Yeah.